Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, today's video is all about niche selection, specifically focused on evergreen niches versus trending niches. It is kind of an either or, and I don't know that there's really a right answer, but of course I'm going to give you my personal preferred approach based on over 7 years of experience, and it's going to be a little bit fluid and dynamic. Different people are in different places in their business, and you might want to take a different approach. So we'll touch on all that and look at some examples on both Etsy and Amazon merch in this video. Let's get to it. Before we jump on over to Etsy and Amazon merch, I prepared just a few examples I wanted to show you of evergreens and trending designs. So to start, I like this as an example. These are both evergreen designs. All right, they're in the dad niche, if you will. One says, I heart my dad. The other one says, proud new dad, it's a girl. So we know who the target audience is, and the customer purchasing this could be a few different people, but we could probably also guess, you know, one is the daughter and the other one here, most likely the mom, right? The one that just gave birth, or potentially, you know, the grandparents. Either way, the target customer is not always that important. It is actually pretty smart to have a profile of the target customer in mind. But more importantly is when we design, we want to know why somebody's going to buy this shirt or wear the shirt, right? Because if they're wearing the shirt, it doesn't mean they necessarily bought it themselves. They may be the recipient of a gift. But as you can see, these are evergreen because, hey, if someone wants to wear a shirt that says, I love my dad, they can do that year round. On the right-hand side, proud dad, it's a girl. Well, there's no restriction on how many days a year people can have baby girls. So I think they're both qualified as evergreens. But now check this out. This is a trending example in the same dad / Father's Day niche. And one thing we didn't touch on is that these shirts may both see a bump around Father's Day while also still being evergreen. So who doesn't love evergreen niches that can sell any day of the year that also see a bump in demand at a specific time of year? I love that. Now, in terms of the trend behind me, also related to dads and Father's Day, but clearly cross-niched with St. Patrick's Day, right? First one says one lucky daddy. Next one, lucky to be a twin dad. Third, luckiest dad ever. And fourth, one lucky dad. So as you can see here, it's not that these shirts can't sell year round, but they are a lot less likely to sell year round if you were to just make it more generic and not add the St. Patrick's Day element, as you can see in these two that we started with. Okay, so is this making some sense here? Evergreen, the first one, versus trend, the St. Paddy's Day element, which is a calendar niche that kind of comes and goes predictably every year. Here's another trend, and this is a trend, but it's not a calendar niche, okay? These are shirts that popped up and became popular in 2020. We had the Biden-Harris campaign, and I guess there was like a soundbite where somebody said, will you shut up, man, okay? And those shirts sold a ton for maybe a day or a week even, and then they just disappeared, right, into obscurity. Nobody's buying those anymore. So some trends literally are just like come and go. They come to pass, then they're forgotten. Honestly, I think most trends are probably like this. And they shouldn't be looked down upon because these can represent big opportunity as well. Part of chasing trends is you need to be early to soak up the initial demand to try to get ahead of your competitors. Because as we know, guys, with talking heads like me talking about trends regularly on YouTube, and, you know, I show you the tools, I show you how to find them. If you're not already, like, you know, finger on the pulse, like if you're watching politics, back in 2020, we all talked about it, guys, on this YouTube channel. Hey, tonight there's a presidential debate. Pay attention, take notes, and sell some t-shirts, right? People did just that with, I'm pretty sure, these two shirts. will you shut up, man? And then I'm speaking. So this is kind of predictable. But I mean, again, these don't have as much staying power typically as maybe a St. Patrick's Day. But both are equally trends. At least if you sell in a trend like this, though, those shirts can stay on Amazon, stay on Etsy, continue to make you sales. Another example, quarantine Halloween. They even put the date in the design. If you've got the date in the design, that qualifies almost always as a trend. And that's usually going to be a trend that comes and goes. Another trend, again, integrating the Halloween element over this boo sheet. The nope, 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 yep. Teacher life. Wine, because 2020 is boo sheet. And 2020, a true horror story. Here's an example of an evergreen niche. And this is the last one before we jump on over to Etsy first. But check this out. Guys, if you want to sell evergreens, this is my personal preference though, because Etsy doesn't cap how many listings you have, and Amazon Seller Central doesn't cap it. Amazon Merch does, but if you're in the higher tiers, which you know, you get the tier ups, a higher tier means you can sell more designs on more products. I like to be in evergreens because I want to build a business that doesn't require me to constantly be chasing the next big trend and, you know, constantly working, right? Because then it's not really as passive. But if you sell evergreens like this one, I like motorcycles and cats and maybe three people. Hey, something like that you can sell any day of the year. This is also an example of an evergreen that has a very specific target audience. This may only sell once a year, right? And if you're making $5 profit and it sells once a year, well, you're making $5 a year, right? Simple math. But the reason I share that is because, again, perspective. Like if you have a tier 10,000 Amazon merch account, and you are in niches like this where you only need to make one sale a year, well, 10,000 times five, $50,000 profit, not bad. Then when you consider Amazon merch, every design you post, if you enable it on every product in every marketplace, that's 76 products across 7 international marketplaces. All of a sudden, one sale a year doesn't sound so unrealistic. Do you guys know why I like Amazon merch so much? Is it starting to make sense? Not that I don't like Etsy, but come on now. Hopefully it's making sense. So these specific niches that may seem ridiculous, there is somebody out there who likes motorcycles and cats, and they might like this shirt enough to buy it, put $5 in your pocket, and now you are one sale closer to, you know, why not? 10,000 designs, one sale a year, $50,000 a year. That's kind of my perspective. Now let's jump on over to Everbee. They have a massive database of over 57 million Etsy listings that we can look at. I'm thinking, why not, you know, Mother's Day's coming, Father's Day coming. We had a couple Father's Day designs. Let's go ahead and type in Father's Day into the product analytics and just do some high-level research in what we what is selling well and kind of look at it if it's a trend or evergreen. So this says custom portrait from photo sweatshirt. I would say that is more evergreen. I think a lot of the stuff's going to be evergreen on Etsy, because when you add that personalized gift, you know, it's often could be like birthday gifts, right? So, and those can be any day of the year, as we talked about. But of course, you're also going to see Father's Day in the title often, as you do up there. It says personalized Father's Day gift ideas. By the way, you want to talk about SEO on Etsy? The first 5 words in their title, personalized Father's Day gift ideas. So when someone types it into Google or goes to Etsy and types it in, these guys with the custom leather wallet are doing quite well. That they want to rank number one. So another evergreen there, personalized leather RFID wallet. By the way, take a note, guys. Looks like the wallets are doing pretty well, and I'm sure you could probably find a print-on-demand supplier to fulfill those. Personalized guy gift men's leather bag. So look at how they're targeting different keywords, by the way, as well with their SEO. Personalized guy gift men's leather bag, duffel bag, gift for him, gift for men, boyfriend gift, groomsman gift, et cetera, et cetera. Looks like a lot of evergreens though. No one measures up personalized measuring tape. They've officially thought of it all. Engraved pocket knife, groomsman gift. Okay. A lot of different things. Personalized knife. Interesting. Almost all evergreen here on Etsy. Kind of as you would expect. Maybe if we said like Father's Day shirt, we would get in some better examples of trends versus evergreens, perhaps. This one says, I'll be in the garage. Definitely evergreen. Here's one. Awesome like my daughter. I'd say that's evergreen. Super daddy-o. Again, evergreen, but definitely sees a massive bump when it comes to Father's Day. Currently, this listing in the 14 months it's been active on Etsy has brought in over $8,000 in revenue. That is quite impressive. Let's keep going. I keep all my dad jokes in a database. So evergreen, but also sees that bump. as expected. The Datalorian, I would stay away from this, by the way. Stuff like this, Disney references, just to keep your account safe. Custom men's shirt, so that is definitely evergreen. Do we have any specific trends, or is it more or less just all evergreen here on Etsy? From what I can see, it looks pretty much, yeah, Datalorian again, Girl Dad, which I think someone trademarked, so be careful. My favorite daughter gave me this shirt, embroidered, personalized shirt that looked like for girls, custom school baseball shirt for moms, interesting. Grandpas, by the way, don't forget grandpas as well. Basically, this all looks pretty evergreen to me, though. Kind of comes with the territory there. So let's jump on over to Amazon merch now, where I think we'll get a better mix of trends and evergreens, or maybe it's just the keywords I chose. When I said Father's Day, again, you're going to get a lot of evergreens there. So here on Merch Dominator, I'm going to go to NBA and KDP. Then I'm going to click bestsellers. I'm going to go ahead and type into the search bar Father's Day, hit search. I'll move myself out of the way again as well. Okay, and let's take a peek at what it returned. So I'm not old, I'm classic, evergreen. I'd smoke that, I guess for the dads that like to grill, evergreen. It's me, hi, I'm the dad, it's me. So that you could say is a little bit of a trend, right? Because isn't that based on the Taylor Swift lyrics? And that went from not existing to existing kind of overnight, right? With the, I don't even know, because I didn't listen to her album or anything like that. I'm assuming it's song lyrics. So you could maybe call that a trend, although if it has staying power, it might be a trend that just morphs into an evergreen, right? Because if you see overnight spikes in sales because of, you know, something that didn't exist from a celebrity, now it exists. At the time, it's got to be considered a trend, right? Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Husband, daddy, protector, hero, definitely a evergreen. Shit show supervisor, try not to curse usually. Funny evergreen there. The force is strong with this teacher. Evergreen, group hug, evergreen, here fishy fishy, evergreen, best dad ever, evergreen. Let's scroll. Do we see anything that is, okay, softball dad. Softball dad could sell theoretically year round, but at least where I live in Virginia, we get, you know, all four seasons. And when it's cold outside, I don't think people are outside playing softball. I don't know about indoor softball. If that exists, let me know. I don't think it does. So softball dad might be a good example of a semi-trend, right? Because if the seasons are warm, or if you live in a tropical climate, you could say it's evergreen. But in the other areas where you need it to be, you know, weather permitting to go outside and play softball, could be seen as a trend. Dad established 2024, kind of a new-ish trend in that the, you know, dads from 2023 and earlier don't care, but the dads from 2024 moving forward do care. And that shirt can definitely sell in 2025, 2026, etc. Any other examples? I'm not retired. I'm a professional grandpa. So even though most people only retire once, that's still an evergreen shirt. You know, you would think, oh, I'm only going to retire once. Therefore, it's kind of like a trend, but different people retire at different ages and on different days. So every day of the year, someone's retiring. That shirt could sell any day of the year. Okay, we'll end it here. How about this as an example of one last trend right here? This is a it's indexed on Father's Day, so people are buying it, you know, with the Jets and the red, white, and blue trail. It's definitely going to see a spike in demand for 4th of July, but there's no rule that it can't also see a nice little boost for Father's Day if it's selling, if it's converting, you know, if dads out there are proud of their country and they like, you know, air shows or whatever it is, guys. Maybe they're pilots, who knows? So anyways, I hope this video kind of cleared things up in terms of like trends versus evergreens. It seems like Etsy, a lot of the sales decisions might be driven by product type, at least in the context of Father's Day, right? Because there's a lot of different types of products you can give to a dad. It doesn't have to just be a t-shirt. On Amazon merch, where you're more limited by the product selection because they literally tell us what we can sell, a lot of it comes down to the niches that we print on the products that we can sell. So there is a difference, right? We have to acknowledge that as sellers. I do recommend you take advantage of both because they're both such good opportunities. That is Amazon merch and Etsy. Also, obviously, Everbee is helping us with the Etsy research. Merch Dominator is helping with the Amazon merch research as well. Check out both of them linked in the description. Thank you guys for watching, though. Please let me know if you have any questions, comments, feedback, etc. Like and subscribe, and I'll see you soon with a new video.